You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Broadcasting live to New York, Bloomberg 1130. To Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 991. To Boston, Bloomberg 1200. To San Francisco, Bloomberg 960. To the country, Sirius XM Channel 119. And around the globe, the Bloomberg Radio Plus app and Bloomberg.com. This is Taking Stock.
Coming up on Taking Stock, what's next for the Bank of England after it failed to buy all of the government bonds it wanted at a reverse auction? This is the first shortfall since the Bank of England started its quantitative easing program in 2009. Investors, they are not willing to part with their holdings of longer-dated bonds. We've got details. Right now, we've got more details from Charlie Pellett in the Bloomberg newsroom.
All right. Thank you very much, Pim Fox. The Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ, they are all declining right now. S&P 500 index falling the most in more than a week. It is down 9 points to 2172, pulling back from that record, down 0.4%. Energy producers are tumbling along with the price of crude oil. West Texas Intermediate crude down $1.01 a barrel, 41.75 right now. That is a drop of 2.4%. Bank shares sinking on speculation interest rates will not rise this year. Yelp gaining the most in 3 months after better-than-estimated quarterly profit and revenue spurred analysts to raise their recommendations on the user review site, citing strong local advertising and partnership deals. Yelp surging now by 13.1%. The Walt Disney Company is paying $1 billion for a one-third stake in BAMTech. That's a technology and streaming business formed by Major League Baseball, and it will launch a new web-based ESPN service this year. Paul Sweeney is director of North American Research at Bloomberg Intelligence.
I think this is a big bet on technology, as Bob Iger suggested. This is the technology that they believe can bring their content over the top, make them competitive in the marketplace where they really haven't had an offering yet. We've seen HBO go over the top. We've seen CBS go over the top, going direct to consumers, but we haven't seen necessarily anything out of the Walt Disney Company, particularly with ESPN, but I think this is the first step to kind of move them down that road.
And Disney shares are up 1.4%. Ralph Lauren surging today after an earnings beat. The 49-year-old brand, known for preppy fashion and premium prices, reported first quarter profit that exceeded analyst estimates. Ralph Lauren up 9.3%. S&P down 9 to 2172, a drop there of 0.4%. It is 2:32 on Wall Street now. Let's look at other news from around the world.
Thank you, Charlie. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Ramey Innocencio. Delta Airlines says it hopes to return its operations to normal by tomorrow. CEO Ed Bastian issued a video statement promising customers they can rely on the carrier in the future.
I'm sorry we let you down. We'll do everything that we can to make certain this does not happen again.
Delta has canceled another 255 flights today, and it's still working to find seats for stranded customers. The federal government and Baltimore police say they will negotiate reforms after today's release of a Justice Department report. It criticizes officers for using excessive force and routinely discriminating against blacks. The city's police commissioner says he and other officers are upset by the findings.
There are officers right now that are just as offended as we are to see the details that are laid out in this report. Why? Because they wear this uniform proudly, and they serve the citizens of Baltimore honorably each and every day.
In Venezuela, the National Election Council has derailed opposition hopes of holding a recall referendum on President Nicolas Maduro this year. The council set a new date for Maduro's opponents to collect signatures. Then there would be a 90-day verification period that would push a referendum into the coming year. And a jury is deliberating the fate of a Yale-educated investment banker who insists he never told his father to trade securities based on the insider information he shared. The Manhattan federal court jury began deliberations yesterday in the case against Sean Stewart. In an afternoon note, jurors asked for a definition of insider trading. Global News 24 hours a day, powered by more than 2,600 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Ramey Innocencio. This is Bloomberg. Charlie.
And we thank you. And again, recapping, stocks are trading lower. S&P 500 index down 9 to 2172, a drop there of 0.4%. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Bloomberg taking stock, the Fed in focus.
There's certainly a lot of discussion about whether or not the Fed is going to try to hike rates again this year.
We think the Fed by December will be ready to do another hike. That sounds like a big difference from the markets, but it's not that big a difference.
I think at this point the Fed is going to remain on the sidelines through 2016 and most likely the better part of 2017.
I think they have a huge communication problem with the public about what's driving their policy decisions. They basically have no strategy.
The Fed in focus on Bloomberg Radio.
The Fed in focus, central banks in focus. What happens if you throw a party and nobody comes? Well, Chris Whalen, Senior Managing Director, Kroll Bond Rating Agency, is here to tell us more. Chris Whalen, that party that the Bank of England was inviting all of those bondholders to, it seems as though not all of them were willing to relinquish their bonds to the central bank. What do you make of this?
Definitely not. There's a shortage of yield out there, Pim. There's a shortage of cash flow. That's what we're fighting about here.
So,
and no, they didn't want to sell the bonds. So, you know, to me, that's not a big deal. The bigger issue is, why are we doing this in the first place?
Well, that's what I was going to get to, is that, you know, whenever you throw a party or whenever you look to buy something, you do a lot of work to figure out whether there are ready sellers. Did they not really canvass the market? Do they not recognize that people are yield-starved?
They're yield-starved, Pim, and also I think the bigger issue that no one wants to focus on is that the dealer community in government securities and agency securities has been decimated. J.P. Morgan's going to stop clearing treasuries at the end of the year. And the street has just said, no, we can't continue to lose money to tight spreads, no carry on the book, right, because rates are zero. So, you know, the street has had to essentially get out of that business. There's literally a handful of dealers now who will handle this business. So, in a way, there's a liquidity issue, too, because nobody facing the Fed has any inventory. Nobody facing the Bank of England has any inventory. So, of course, they can't fill the auction. You see what I'm saying?
But what I want you to do, just hang on, Chris, because I want you to just explain, and perhaps in a little more detail, or maybe even give an example for those that are not familiar with the way that government bonds are traded and the role of the central banks. You talked for just a second there about the bond clearing operations and how J.P. Morgan was getting out of the Treasury bond clearing operation. Tell us about that. How does that work, the process?
Well, it's a back office sort of process. You're confirming orders. You're, you know, sending a variety of different electronic communications. You're a trusted third party, essentially. You're the clearing agent for both sides in many cases. So it's a very, you know, important function. But the more interesting issue is that in the front of J.P. Morgan, the dealer doesn't keep a lot of inventory. They don't trade their own book anymore. They can't. Since the whale, remember the Volcker rule and all of this? So there's no inventory for the central banks to take because they have to go to the dealers. They're not going to go directly to PIMCO and these other owners of paper and say, hey, sell me the paper. They could, I suppose. They typically deal with the dealer. So that's traditionally how they buy paper. So they do an auction, and the dealers didn't fill in this case. That's, you know, they didn't respond to fill the order. And I think, to me, I worry about the liquidity aspect. I was just at a mortgage conference last 2 days. I'm worried about the market for Ginnie Mae's, for God's sake. You know, that's a problem.
And Ginnie Mae's, and that G in Ginnie Mae means government. Guaranteed.
Yep. And there's no liquidity. There's no liquidity in the back of that market for mortgage servicing rights. And it's a real issue because that whole market's now non-banks. All the banks are getting out. There's no liquidity. There's no balance sheet in that market anymore. So again, you know, all of these regulations and the QE and the low rates and the asset purchases, I think have combined to actually constrict liquidity, Pim. And that, to me, is very worrisome. We've written about this a lot. If you go, we did a piece on mortgage servicing rights last week.
Is this a case of unintended consequences?
Yeah, and I think also just overreaction. This is what we do in democracies. You know, Glass-Steagall was very harsh. It was passed in the dead of night with no debate. And I think similarly, the reaction after 2008 was quite harsh. But I wonder if we're not – I guess I would like to see people get together in a room in Washington and say, okay, what do we want? And then work together to make sure that the different things that they do, you know, for example, the Consumer Protection Agency that was created after Dodd-Frank has been very harsh. They trebled the cost of servicing a mortgage loan. And a lot of firms are going to get out of that business, Tim. I mean, I'm telling you, the head of Ginnie Mae, Ted Tozer, is a very dear friend, a wonderful colleague who's been there for 7 years. He knows what he's doing, and he's going to leave soon. And he's leaving a market with less liquidity and with a lot of global investors who own Ginnie Mae paper all over the world, central banks, who are worried about the quality of that market going forward because they can't get a bid. If they want to sell even a reasonable size block of Ginnie Mae's, it's hard to get a bid today, and that's a result of regulation.
Give you 10 seconds. What's the worst-case scenario?
The worst-case scenario is we keep doing what we're doing and expecting a different outcome, as Einstein said, right? I think we need to stop QE, let rates go up in the U.S. We can take the lead on this.
Thanks very much. Chris Whalen is the Senior Managing Director for Kroll Bond Rating Agency, giving us his views of quantitative easing and the lack of liquidity in the government bond market. This is Taking Stock. I'm Pim Fox, and this is Bloomberg. The Fed in Focus is brought to you by Willoughby's since 1898. New York City's boutique camera store for precision-crafted Hasselblad and Leica cameras, plus a full selection of GoPro action-adventure cameras. Willoughby's, corner of 5th Avenue and 31st Street.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcasts.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV+.